USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Today you got another dose of bad economic news as the number of laid-off workers seeking jobless benefits rose for the first time since late March, intensifying concerns that the resurgence of the coronavirus is stalling or even reversing economic recovery. On top of that, the extra $600 in weekly unemployment benefits provided by the federal government on top of whatever assistance states provide is set to expire on July 31st. More than 1.4 million people applied for jobless benefits last week, the Labor Department said, up from 1.3 million the previous week. And that's the first increase since March and the 18th straight week that it has topped 1 million. Before the pandemic, applications had never in history exceeded 700,000. Congress is continuing to negotiate another aid package that could extend the extra unemployment support, though likely less than the 600 being given now. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A judge ordered the release of President Donald Trump's former personal lawyer from prison, saying the government retaliated against him for planning to release a book critical of the president before November's election. Michael Cohen's First Amendment rights were violated when he was ordered back to prison on July 9th after probation authorities saying he refused to sign a form banning him from publishing the book or communicating publicly in other manners, according to U.S. District Judge Alvin K. Hellerstein. The judge ordered Cohen released from prison to home confinement by the end of the day, Friday. Two major airlines reported huge second-quarter losses, and their leaders warned that the new surge in U.S. coronavirus cases has stalled the recovery in air travel and added to the industry's disarray. American Airlines posted a loss of more than $2 billion, and Southwest Airlines lost over $915 million. That pushed the combined second-quarter loss of the nation's four biggest airlines to over $10 billion. Earlier, Delta Airlines reported a $5.7 billion loss. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A long time ago, in a pre-COVID universe far, far away, blockbusters open around the globe simultaneously, or nearly so. In 1975, Jaws set the blueprint. Concentrate on marketing, open wide, pack the theater. Since then, Hollywood has turned opening weekends into all-out assaults. Staggered rollouts still happen, but of course the biggest films are dropped like bombs. Anything less risks losing the attention of moviegoers. Global debuts are north of $300 million on a regular basis. Hollywood has now gone more than 4 months without a major theatrical release, and movie houses are saying, despite far from ideal circumstances, it's time to release new movies. 4 months of near zero revenue has brought the $50 billion annual business to its knees. Nearly half of Americans whose family experienced a long layoff during the coronavirus pandemic now believe their jobs are lost forever, according to a new poll by the Associated Press, which is a sign of increasing pessimism that would translate into roughly 10 million workers needing to find a new employer, if not a new occupation. It's a sharp change after initial optimism that the jobs would return, as temporary cutbacks give way to shutdown businesses, bankruptcies, and lasting payroll cuts. In April, 78% of those in households with a job loss thought they'd be temporary. Now 47% think that job is definitely or probably not coming back. Stay updated anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.